Elon Musk stirs things up again at Twitter. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The new owner made conservatives happy, revealing past Twitter attempts to silence conservative voices or put a lid on the Hunter Biden laptop story. Now Musk has upset his critics on the left. The new owner has suspended the accounts of some journalists.
Musk says they violated Twitter's terms of service when they posted direct links to an account tracking and posting his location in real time. Musk saying, quote, criticizing me all day long is totally fine, but doxing my real-time location and endangering my family is not.
He did not give evidence to his claim. Those journalists have been reporting on a user who was banned for real-time tracking the location of Musk's private jet. The Washington Post put out a statement defending its reporter.
The suspension of Drew Harwell's Twitter account directly undermines Musk's claim that he intends to run Twitter as a platform dedicated to free speech.
Fox's Brooke Singman. In a new Fox poll, only 38% have a favorable opinion of Twitter. Only 43% approve of the job President Biden's doing. 7 in 10 want the Justice Department to investigate Biden's son Hunter's business dealings. Russia's hit Ukraine's infrastructure again in attacks that hit four cities, including Kyiv, damaging 9 power facilities. Ukraine says it shot down most of Russia's missiles. And the U.S. may soon provide more air defense, advanced Patriot systems, which Russia says would be fair targets.
We've been doing exactly what President Biden told President Putin we would do 1 year ago if Russia attacked Ukraine, providing security assistance to help Ukraine defend itself.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The Senate has joined the House approving an $858 billion defense spending bill.
The bill authorizes a 4.6% pay increase for military service members, directs more funding and military aid for Ukraine and Taiwan, and would do away with the military COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Senators also went along with the House approving another week of government funding as they keep working on a longer-term bill. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Will there be another big wave of migrants coming here illegally starting next week? That's the fear. When Title 42 ends, a Trump-era policy that's allowed the U.S. to not let some migrants cross the border for COVID reasons. Yet despite that, there has still been a record surge of illegal entry. Another policy that predates the Biden administration remains in effect.
A Trump-era policy requiring asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for immigration hearings will remain in place. A federal judge blocking the Biden administration from ending the Remain in Mexico policy until legal challenges from Texas and Missouri are settled, but the judge didn't force the policy to be reinstated. About 70,000 asylum seekers were forced to wait in Mexico for hearings. President Biden suspended it his first day in office. The same judge appointed by former President Trump ruled the policy be reinstated in 2021. The administration agreed, but didn't enforce it widely. The ruling can still be appealed. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The House may join the Senate banning the app TikTok from federal government-issued devices. 14 states have also taken that action on the state level. Georgia and New Hampshire, the latest.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu signing an executive order banning the social media app. Part of a growing trend, if you will, which has seen TikTok, a very popular app, face increasing scrutiny over fears that it could provide a trove of American user data to the Chinese government.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Oregon's new voter approval approved law putting new restrictions on guns on hold after a judge blocked another major provision.
Harney County Judge Robert Rascio, in his ruling, calls it only speculation that bans on gun clips that carry large numbers of bullets increase public safety. Supporters of gun rights say Oregon's law threatens Second Amendment freedoms.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. On Wall Street, stocks could plunge again. Dow futures down almost 400. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.